It's springtime, when a man's fancy supposedly turns to love. In reality, it probably turns to working on the lawn and getting the garden up to snuff. With outdoor organic waste equaling 31 million tons a year in this country, there's plenty that can be done to keep yard waste out of the trash. Even though the law in many states requires people to keep their yard wastes separate from the garbage, much of it seems to wind up there anyway. Let's start with the lawn. If you have a large yard, buy a mulching mower, which chops the clippings into very small pieces that stay on the lawn rather than being raked up or bagged. There are many advantages. First, there's nothing to throw away. Second, mulch acts as fertilizer. And since you fertilize less, you save money and reduce the amount of chemicals that can seep into the groundwater. You also save time, since there's nothing to rake and fewer fertilizing occasions. If you have a very small yard, consider a person-powered reel-to-reel mower. If this is impractical, try an electric mower. It's quieter and cleaner than gas-powered models. Also, any pollution created by fuel use occurs at the power plant, which is tightly regulated for emissions. The same can't be said for gas mowers, which emit pollution individually and uncontrollably. In fact, an EPA study from a few years back indicated that gas-powered lawnmowers were worse polluters than cars. Whatever type of mower you have, tune it up and clean it. Spark plugs and air filters that fit your mower are readily available at lawn care stores. When changing the oil, please recycle it or make sure you are disposing of it in the proper manner. And finally, make sure the blade is sharp. If not, try sharpening it with a file rather than buying a new one. That'll save you quite a few bucks. One more thing. A pretty yard doesn't have to be all grass. The areas around trees and shrubs look just as nice surrounded by mulch or ground cover. This means less mowing, less fertilizer, and less weed killer. And it's good for the trees, too, since they're less likely to be whacked by the mower or its blades. All of these things will help reduce waste, save water, eliminate many chemicals, and just as importantly, reduce the time and money you spend on yard maintenance. Next time, we'll talk about doing these same sorts of things in the garden.